11 lines in the bottom. Yatzu Shesh Averis Chamuris Meilu. It's excluding the Tsaris Erva that's married to one of the six Arayas that are stricter. Those six Arayas could never marry his brother. So therefore they must have married a stranger, and their Tsaris Erva, but their Tsaris Erva not from a brother. And as we explained multiple times, the Isra of Tsaris Erva is not an Isra in itself. It's only that it's his brother's wife and there's no mitzvah of Yibum. But if it's not his brother's wife, he can marry a Tsaris Erva. The Isra Tsaris Erva is only from a brother. That tells me that a Yavam is not allowed to marry his wife's sister or her tzara or her tzara's tzara. It's a lav. Einish minayin. How do I know this karas? I'm a krok. You call us, you ask me, call it David Salem. Benichmasu, the classic says, there's karas that's going on any one of these things. Zat the Gemara. Time in the custom of Ramchon Allah. I'm sorry?
We start from Yahol Shani Marba. That's where we start on Monday the 8th. From Yahoo.
Okay, it's okay. I'm not going to go back. It's the same thing. It's really just a repeat of what I just said. It's fun. Talk to Gemara Vayter. You're right, but it's not going to make a difference. Time in the class, Rahman Allah. The Torah wrote the word Allah. That's why we know that Ibum is not Daicha Chaisisha, which is Karas. Halav Okiav Amina Chaisisha Miav Emes. My time, why would I have thought that way? Damar Amina Asa Asa Asa. So we have two problems. Amar Amina Asa 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 Greta. When do we say Asa is Daicha Asa Asa only Asa Asa by itself. Laisas yesh bakaris midachi? Is it daicha karis? The su, laisas ingredem in all of the dachi. The halacha, that es is daicha laisasa. How do I know a period? Where is the source of es is daicha laisasa? Zuck the Gemara, that's answered. The chsiv laisil bashatnas gedilim tasalacha. The tyrant juxtaposes the isra shatnas with the mitzvah of tzitzis. The yam rablaza smuchim and atari minayin. And how do I know that we dash in juxtaposition of psukim? Shanem is smuchim la'ad la'ilam. They are clothed, they are put close forever. Asuyim be'emes v'yashu, it's done with truth and straightness. Meaning that there's a drasha called smuchim, that when two psukim are placed next to each other, they are darshan. V'yomer avshayish yisam rablozim, yishim rablozim in azayah. V'nayin li'yavamah shenafluv le'mukah shchin shein chayisim in aysa. How do I know Yavamah that falls in front of a mukah shchin, that we don't muzzle her, we don't force her to have yibum, right? And Rashi says we force him to give chalitza. Shenem le'saksim shar b'dishai, do not muzzle ashar, v'samach le'kiyesh v'acham yagda. So we see that there's a concept called smuchim. The Yamar of Yosef, even according to the Tana that does not use smuchim in the first four chumashim of the Torah, the Mishnah Torah Darish would use it in Dvarim. How do I know that? The Rabbi Yehuda Baalma loy Darish. Rabbi Yehuda normally doesn't darish in smuchim. The Mishnah Torah Darish, but in Dvarim he does darish in it. Baalma min Olam loy Darish. How do I know that he doesn't use it in the rest of the Torah? The Tanya ben Azayim and Nema Machshefa Lishchaya. Says in the pasuk, do not let a Machshefa live. Next to what it says, anybody that commits bestiality gets killed. Something you loy, the Torah juxtaposes makshefa next to bestiality. That's the source that the punishment of makshefa, really it's not only female, even though makshefa is female, the Rashi brings down because most of witchcraft people were ladies. But it's the same for men, iskila. Juxtaposition is enough to teach Skila? No. El Ivy Adaini Makla Makshafim Hayu. Ivy Adaini were included in Makshafim. But Lama Yatsu, why did the Torah specify them by themselves? Which is two kinds of witchcraft. Beskila, av makshefa beskila. So this is Rabbi Yehuda that does not darshan the juxtaposition of sukkim in Vayikra. But it was Mishnah Torah in Alon. But the darish, but how can I come prove to you that in Mishnah Torah he does darshan? At the time we learned, I saw them, anusas abim, mafutas abim, anusas benoy, mafutas benoy. A person can marry a lady who is father or son, had a relationship out of wedlock, whether it was done willingly or against her will. Rabbi Yehuda Eisher Banusas Avim Mefutas Avim. Rabbi Yehuda does not allow the son to marry the woman that his father had a relationship out of wedlock. We have Rabbi Gidlam around my time with Rabbi Yehuda. The Chassid says in Pasuk, "Yikachishes Eishes Aviv Leikrau Knav Aviv." Person shouldn't marry his father's wife or reveal his father's robe. Now, what does that mean? Krav Shura Aviv Leigala. The extra Pasuk is to tell me that any robe that his father saw. How do I know it's Anusa? Maybe it's through marriage. It's an extra love because the Chassid Benas and Ishash Miluya Dikra from beforehand. The Chassid Benas and Ishash Eichim Lavi Anara Chamishim Kesef. It says that the person should give to the father of the Nara 50 kesef is knas. We're talking about a regular anus. So to tell me that even anus is aviv is prohibited and is usher from the pasuk leigala knav aviv. Rabbanon, why don't Rabbanon darshan? They always darshan juxtaposition. So you have a samach leik of the garment. If it could be juxtaposed, I would agree. But after the loy samach leik, because in between it says leigachish esheshes aviv, so it's not really that juxtaposed. It's talking about his father's brother's wife. We already have a law for that. But law for all of b'shnei lawin. Of the Mishnah Torah, my time in the Darish. So why in Devarim does Rabbi Yehuda darshan when he doesn't darshan in the rest of the Torah? Iba is a Mishnah the Muchach, because over there, I can prove to you that it's a juxtaposition. Iba is a Mishnah the Mufni, because it's extra psukim. Iba is a Mishnah the Muchach, you can't lift the Rachman Agabi Arayas. Why is this doing in Parshas Kiseitse? This should be in Parshas Akri Mais and Kedanchim, where the Torah discusses Arayas. So by putting it here, the Torah is showing me, we want you to juxtapose it. Iba is a Mishnah the Mufni, then can't lift the Rachman Aligachish is Aishas Aviv. The Galik Napav of Lamali. Why would the Torah repeat it a second time? Right? Shmamina must be, Lefnuye, to leave it to be extra to make the darshan smooth. So therefore, the gabe tzitzis nami, going back to tzitzis and shatnas, right, according to Yehuda, who only darshan smooth in Mishnah Torah because it's either muchach or mufna, I can even say, I either tell you that tzitzis we have a proof that it's there to juxtapose, or because there's an extra word. We have a parsha tzitzis in this week's parsha, in Shlach. Why in the world is Gedilim Tassel Ucha and Parshas Kiseitse? Must be to show you to juxtapose. The Bayuchas Akas Vahacha. Bibay Semishim the Mufna. Because Mechdik. Sivu Begit Klaim Shatnas Liyal Alacha. It already has a law that says Begit Klaim Shatnas Liyal Alacha, which is written in Kedaishim. Right? Lesuba Shatnas Lamali. Why did the Torah repeat another law in Dvorim? Shmami no Lav Nuye. It's the extra law that tells me to juxtapose it to Tzitzis. Zapta Gemah Ani Mitzach Tzvichi. It's not extra. Even by chriksus that don't intend for pleasure. Kasar Rachmanu Leisil, but that's what Rashi learns. They don't intend for pleasure, right? Kasar Rachmanu Leisil b'shatnas, the lumi yidlovisha desbehano. Only when people intend for pleasure. Because Rachmanu Leisil b'shav, I mean the dafka levisha when you wear it. The navishadiyas, they have a lot of pleasure. Avla law is a blanket which is not as pleasurable as wearing something. Loi Kasar Rachmanu Leyalo Lacha. So they each teach about the other. Layalbish tells me it has to be intent for pleasure. Layala tells me it doesn't have to be a lot of pleasure as long as there's intent for any pleasure. So Mkay Lichta Rachmana Lisuba Shatnas. Temera Pishtam Lamali. Why does it say Temera Pishtam? That's extra. Why? Because Michti. Tzivu Beget Climb Shatnas Layala Lacha. It says the word Beget. But Tanya Tabeta Vishwahi Venemba Batira Stam Gadim. The Torah specified that it's Semer Pishtim. I've called Semer Pishtim. That means to tell me that every time the Torah says the word Beged, it means Semer Pishtim. So Semer Pishtim, the Kasa Rachman Alamali, Shmamir Laf Luye, it's to make it extra. It's not true. That's only by Halah that doesn't have a lot of pleasure. The Torah only asks Semer Pishtim. That's where it says the word Beged. I'm a Levisha, the novice on Yasa, by Levisha when there's a lot of pleasure. Coltrane Melios Rachmanah. Maybe the Torah asks every two kinds. Right? Any two materials. That's why the Torah had to write, Kasa Rachmanah Tzemro Pishtim. So it's not extra. And for the Gemara, it is extra. Because Mkain Lish to Krami Neva, Tasi Shat, the Shat is not law. I would have had Xavier Shoma that taught me that it's Tzemro Pishtim. So therefore, it's Tzemro Pishtim, it's extra. And since it's extra, I dash in the juxtaposition. Frek the Gemara, Now the Gemara asks the side question. The reason we know it's Semer and Pishtim is because the Torah wrote it by Halah. If not, I would have said, meaning the only reason it's juxtaposed, I'm sorry, is because there's an extra Semer and Pishtim. If not, you would have said that it's Mutter. Why can't I learn it out from the Parsha Tzitzis itself? Put tzitzis on the corners of the clothing. The begadim means temer pishtim. And the Torah said, put tchelis on it. Tchelis amrahu. Tchelis is blue wool. It's not blue coloring only. It's blue wool. And the Torah says, make begadim out of linen and wool. Sheish is linen. That means the other three materials, tchelis, agam, and tashani, are different colors of wool. The Torah said, put it on Beged, and Beged is even Pishtim. So I see, it's not Tzalhaim, but since this is Mutter. Zot the Gemara Yitzchak. No. Without the extra words, I would have said as follows. Salgadai the Chavina Kidarava. I would have said like Rabbi Darsh. Rabbi had a contradiction. Tziv HaKanav Min Kanav. Tziv HaKanav, which seems to say that the Tzitzis should be made in the same material as the Beged. Right? V'chsiv Tzemer HaPishtim. Mashma, that you can make it only of Temer and Pishtim. Okay, Temer and Pishtim, Paitim, Beb, Beminim, Shleb, Beminim, Sharmina, Beminim, Paitim, Shleb, Beminim, Ein Paitim. So I would think that Chelis is only for a wool baguette. In fact, the Gemara Matani Beb Shmuel less than the Rabba. Tani Beb Shmuel does not hold that a cotton baguette is chayiv and tzitzis biblically. Doesn't darshan hakonav min kanav. The Gemara Itzchak Sagdav meaning the Yuka the Rava, meaning Enochinami. Tony Beir Mishmal does not agree to Rava that every baguette is chayiv and tzitzis, any material, any natural material. Tony Beir Mishmal holds only baguette and pishtim, but maybe they agree that Akanav Min Kanav, Vaki Rachmana Ulam Rachmana, Avin Leitzemer Leitzemer or Pishtim Lepishtim, make woolen tzitzis for wool and linen tzitzis for linen. The Chavi the Semer Leitzemer Tzavei, and when you have woolen tzitzis, then make tchelis. Avin Temer Lepishtim Pishtim Leitzemer Loi. Because Rachmana Temer Pishtim, Dafilin Temer Lepishtim Lepishtim Leitzemer, you can still say. You learn that. So this works according to Tanner Rebbe Shmuel, who said that Temer Apishtim is extra. Why is Temer Apishtim extra? Because the word Beged means Temer Apishtim. So the Gemara Tinech the Tanner Rebbe Shmuel, the Rabbanon who don't darshan that Beged means Temer Apishtim, Menalu. So where is the extra words? If you learn, you need Mufna. Where is the extra words in to make the juxtaposition? So the Gemara, you're right. Navkulu Me Raishai. They learned it out from a different pasuk by Mitzray. It says that he should cut off all his hair, and then it says he should cut off the hair of his head, which, according to one mandiyama, involves transgressing a law. It's a machloikas. But the cutting off all the hair of your head violates the law of don't round off your head. One mandiyama says it's only if you cut off your payas and leave the rest of your hair. And one mandiyama says it's even if you cut off all your hair. And that's the mandiyama we're operating with now. So it says, Roshai, that he has to cut off his hair even though he's cutting of his payas, because I'm right. Tana covers color right from our cover. This Tana holds it's violating the law. So here is the assay of taking your haircut, violating the law of cutting off your payas. It's a weaker law. Doesn't apply to women. Ella asim iskanoi. We learn that from the halacha of cutting off a beard by mitzayra. Tanya, skanam atam leimer. Fishinemer by kahanim upas skanam loyigalechu. Shemayan yavkay mitzayra kain. He shouldn't cut off his beard. Tamad leimer skanoi. Now that's also a law of shein shava bakayil, because it also doesn't apply to women. But the main inyan law of shein shava bakayil. Tanin the law of shava bakayil. The redundancy of the Torah repeating twice that the Aseh of Mitzayra pushes away a love, even though it's a weaker love, the fact that the Torah said it twice would teach me any love. That the Gemara Bakati Yitzchak. Sagadai the Chamini Shani Kadabai Beribim Mukman Kasim Mitzis Yisaris. I feel the love Shane Shabbat Bakoyal Loi Dachi. Kamashma on the Dachi. It's not true. It's not redundant. I need one pasuk to say that an Aseh is Dachi Lav Shane by Lav Shane Shabbat Bakoyal. And then I need a second pasuk to say, even by Kahanim, it's Dachi Lav Shane Shabbat Bakoyal. So that's not redundant. So the Gemara Lassim Raisha the Hachtana. Learn it out from the way this Tana darshan's Raisha. This Tana does not darshan Raisha to go in the law of a payas. Could be because he holds that there is no Isser to cut off payas when you're taking a complete haircut. And the Ritva learns as a second Rishai. Pishin emetadli avar Rishai. Shemayan yaf matzair of a Nazir klein. Even a Nazir, shouldn't cut off his hair. Right? He's a Nazir, is not allowed, even if he's a Mitzaira. Tamad loyma Rishai, which pushes away the law of Nazir. Right? And that's not a law of Shein Shavu Bakoel, because it applies to every man or woman that wants to become a Nazir. So the Gemara, even though there's a Girsh and Rashi, not the way the Maharam takes it out. In fact, the Gemara, Ekel Mivrach, Ma'ala Nazir, Mitzarish, Kiyashna, Bishayla. It's a weaker law because it can be removed. The Eloi Tei Mahochi, if you're not going to say that it's a weaker law, Hadda Kaimalon, Dein Asadaycha, Lois Asavasei, we know across the Torah that Asay is not Nazir. Why don't we learn out Nazir that the Mitzayra, he cuts off his hair for the Asay and Mitzayra, even though a Nazir has a law of not cutting off his hair, and an Asay of letting his hair grow. The reason I can't learn that from Nazir, because I can say, because Nazir is a weaker love, therefore the essay can be daicha the love of the essay. So the same thing is true. So therefore, it doesn't prove essay daicha loisessa. Dr. Gemara, you're right. Let me cry kama. We're going back to the pasuk of shatnas, tzitzis. What's the extra word? In kain le mikra, tzitzis. It should have expressed itself, tzitzis tasalacha, like the Torah does in Parsha Shlach. Why did the Torah switch its word? Why did it take Dilim Lomali? Some learn because of the extra letter, some say because it had changed a word. Shmamin Elaf Nuye, that's to open it up for juxtaposition. In fact, the Gemara, it's not true. Haile Shiru Da'asa. I need that to tell me how to make my tzitzis. Gedil Shnayim Gedilim Abba. Gedil means to wrap threads around. So I need Gedil needs two, and Gedilim is automatically four. I say Gedil, Beslayim Mitaychai, make, wrap it around when you bend it four into eight, and then let it hang. Right? That's what we say. There has to be Gedil and Psil. So it's not extra. Okay, Leim Akrol, Esu Beshat Nesemer Bishtim. Yachdav Lomali, the word Yachdav, Shmamina Lafluye. To leave it open for juxtaposition. In fact, the Gemara Katimi Boile. Taikim Shtek Tchuvas Chibur. Tchivah Akashein the Chibur. It has to be well attached. Two stitches. If not, it's not a Chibur. Okay, look to Rachmanol, Esu Beshemer Bishtim Yachdav. Let the Torah write, don't right, Samar Bishtim. Shatnas Lamali. The word shatnas is extra. Didn't have to say, Lashoba Shatnas Samar Bishtim, Lashoba Samar Bishtim. Shmami no lafnuye. In fact, the Gemara Vakatami Boyelai Jay Shuva Tavi Venus, which Rashi learns has to be combed, spun, and woven together. So that's why I need shatnas. Now the Gemara Kulmi Shatnas Nafka, the way Rashi learns, it could have said Shuva Tavi Venus, it writes an acronym. The acronym is to juxtapose the psukim. And it not just to juxtapose, because if it were just to juxtapose, it wouldn't have used the word shatness. So the word shatness is to tell me to darshan the acronym as Shua Tavivinus. So we learn both things out. So we have found the source that S is Daicha Laisasa. Greater, when it's by itself. Where did I find that it's Daicha Karas that I would need an Allah to answer it? B'chitayma. Nailov Mimila, I would say, learn it out from Mila. Ma'ala Mila, Shkendiklus Adla, Shleisha Servises. Mila is more chomer. The Asay has 13 covenants mentioned. It's a higher mitzvah. The Pesach, Pesach is Zaycha Shabbos, Ma'ala Pesach Shkend Karas. So what I say is to get Karas. Make Tamid, Ma'ala Tamid Shkend Tadir. It's frequent. Nothing about you're right. Machadol Ayasi, I would never be able to learn it out one from one. But Taisi Mitarti, I should learn Yibam out, two of them together. Which two would you use? Mila Pesach, Shkein Karas. Mila has an aspect of Karas, not for an 8-day-old baby, but it has an aspect of Karas that therefore you can't make a Tzad HaShava. Mipesach B'Tamid, Shkein Tairab Gavaya. Mimila B'Tamid, Shkein Yesh Lefne Adibur. They were both before Matan Tairah, which strengthens them. Liba Demand Amra, Eilis Shekivi Yisov Midbar, Eilis Tamid Hava. According to the Demand Amra, it says, they brought it before Matan Tairah. It's a Machlaikas. Omekuli Nami, and I can't learn it out from all three, Shkein Yesh Lefne Adibur. Ela Itzrech. The reason I need Allah is because without Allah, I would have thought Esses Dachaloy Esses Shesh Bekaris. Why? Because Sankadai Dachamina Tasim Kibbut Aveim. I should learn it out from the inference of Kibbut Aveim. The time you will learn. Yogi Kibbut Aveim Dachal Shabbos. Tamilayim Ish Imavaviv Tero Vishabsayse Tishmairu. Kukum Chayavim Bechvaydi. It says, Ani Hashem, listen to me, not to your parents. My love, Domele Shchaitli Vashayli. He told them to violate Shabbos actively with a chorus. The time of the Kasrachman Hashabsayse Tishmairu and the Torah to let me know that it's not Zaycha. Halav Halkidachi. I would have said it's Zaycha. It's a Raya that normally, that the Svara is, that I say is Zaycha like that is Shash Makaras. And for the Gemara, Lav the Machaber. He told them to work with his animal for Kibbut Avei. Vafilo Hachi Loi Dachi. And the Torah is informing me that it's not Zaycha. Frek the Gemara, the Kaivalon Dasi Asa Vadachi Loi Sasa, Ligmar Machid Loi Litchi. Let's learn out from here that it's not Zaycha. Right? Because we see over here the Torah said that Kibbut Avei is not Zaycha, the Lav, only the Lav of Shabbos. And again, as the Rishonim speak out, the Asay of Shabbos, of rest, is not when you're working with your animal, it's only when you do work yourself. So it's a regular case of Asa Zaycha Loi Sasa. Why can't we learn out here that it's not Zaycha? The Chitay Mishani Lav the Chamiri. Are you going to tell me because Shabbos doesn't prove anything because of the severity of Shabbos, it's like Avedis Chavim, the Tana Baal Mekoy Veloi Kaporach. The Tana has, learns out from Shabbos and never seems to worry about it. Tanya Yochom Eloi Vitamei. His father told him to be Matami himself. He said, don't return to Aveda. Yochom Yishmalai. Tamilem Ishim of Avedis Chavim Tishmaru Kogum Hayam Mekvaydi. It means we compare other things to Shabbos. So then why can I learn now from here that S is not Zaycha Loi Sasa? Now the way, I'm going to learn the Gemara like Rashi. Ella, Zuck Rashi were going back that he told them Shchaitli Bashayli, and I would have a Havamin in Zaycha Shabbos. And from here I talk to see that an Asay can be Zaycha Loi Sasa Shiyash Bakaris. That's how Rashi learns. All the other which I didn't argue with him. I don't know, all, most, a lot of each item arguing it, right? But, there's no other way to do the mitzvah. That's why I would think and the inference is that it, normally it would be. Except by Shabbos, the Torah wrote Ani Hashem, right? But by Yibum, I would never have that Havamina, because there's another way to do the mitzvah, which is Chalitza. So therefore, I would never think that it should be Zaycha Loi Sasa Shiyash Bekaris. So back to the question. Why do I say that I need Aleha? Without Aleha, I would have never have a Havamina that the mitzvah of Yibum should be Zaycha Loi Sasa Shiyash Bekaris. And for the Gemara, Tasim Yabinyan Beis HaMikdash. Learn it out from Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Why? What does it say about Binyan Beis HaMikdash? The Tanya. Yochol Yeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash Deicha Shabbos. Tamadloi Meshab Seisit Tishmairu Mikdashi Tiro Kulchum Chayavim Bechvaydi. My Lab Bain of a Seisir. It's talking about Biblical Malachas. V'tayim Adakas Rachman Hashab Seisit Tishmairu Lab Halkidachi. It's a Raya that I say is Deicha Loi Sasa Shiyash Bekaris. The Gemara Loi Lav the Mechamer. You know, it's working with an animal to build their base on Migdash. And the Torah is telling me it's not Daicha. So why can't this be a source that S is not Daicha Loi Sasa? Are you going to say that the Lav the Shabbos is stricter? The Tana compares Shabbos to other things and doesn't say Shabbos is stricter. I think he listens to them. It says clearly that you learn out other things from Shabbos. So to Gemara, we go back to Bain and Saiser. It's because there's no other way to do the mitzvah. That's why I would think it's Zaycha. Frek the Gemara. Okay, we'll leave. This is where we stop. We'll take Mir Mech Hashem tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. Everybody should have a wonderful day.